Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Jay. I had been on the phone a few minutes ago with one of your representatives. I was going over my Capital One statement, and there was a charge on there that I didn't recognize. And after speaking with her, still don't recognize it. So she started a fraud thing and switched me over to the fraud department. And I have a cancellation number. However, when I went to file this statement, I pulled the last two, and this same charge is on them too. I just didn't catch it. So what can I do about those?
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
89109.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Cindy Bernacki.
Thank you for that. Give me one second while I try and locate that account. I believe I've located the account for security purposes. Could you verify the address?
1082 Pam O'Shanter, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where it looks like you had spoken with a representative earlier and canceled out the meal plan app
Yeah,
so that they're.
which I never purchased. But I never caught it on previous statements. I just happened to catch it on this one. And when I was filing it, I pulled the two previous statements and saw that that same charge was on them. So, number one, when did this charge originally originate? It's not very good English, but.
Showing the account was initially created back on June the 18th of 2021, ma'am.
You're kidding, that far back.
No, ma'am.
And I never, how do, who do I talk to do, if I can do anything about this? Because I didn't order this. I don't have an app on my phone. I weigh 105 pounds. I don't think I need meal planning.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me see if I can get you transferred back over to a fraud account specialist so they can further assist you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you, dear.
I'll get to transfer back over to a fraud account specialist right now.